The conservative Zulu nationalist Inkatha Freedom Party, the IFP, yesterday became the first party to confirm it'll join with the ANC in a government of national unity. The IFP also said South Africa's second biggest party, the Democratic Alliance, the DA, will be part of the deal. Local and international economists and political experts consider the DA's inclusion to be crucial in maintaining stability and ensuring growth going forward. The DA's business-friendly plans to end South Africa's electricity, water, unemployment and crime crises have been praised, even from some inside the ANC. Importantly, say some analysts, the DA has agreed not to push for an end to the ANC's black economic empowerment and affirmative action policies. One of the DA's lead negotiators, Tony Leon, says the party is moving toward a governance agreement with the ANC.
I think things are at a rather delicate diplomatic stage. So I'm not going to speculate, and I really have no idea who the other parties are who might or might not come into this. That's not part of where I'm at. The DA has been very constructive in this process. We've been very engaged in our discussions with the ANC and with the IFP. And there are going to be further consultations today, and hopefully we'll come to a conclusion before 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I can also say, because I've been in this radio before, that often when you get to the final hours, that's where the most difficult matters get to be resolved. And we are getting to the final hours, and hopefully we will reach a resolution.
Leon's comments and the IFP's announcement that the DA will be in government are the clearest signs yet that major opposition parties Umkhonto weSizwe, MK, and the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, will not be in the coalition. Both have leftist policies, including state control of all forms of wealth, such as mines, banks, and land, to be distributed among the poor. At a news conference in Johannesburg yesterday, EFF deputy leader Floyd Shivambu said the ANC's frightened of his party because it wants to end white and black elitism.
There seem to be some puppet master who is in control of the national leadership of the ANC, who's telling them what to do. So that seems to be defining a certain section or faction in the ANC to characterize the EFF as enemy number one, which must never be entertained on any issues that involve government. Clearly, the ANC is going to work with the Democratic Alliance. Anti-racism, anti-imperialism, those are the values that we've given to the ANC, but they don't want to talk about that. They just want to elite pack. The white capitalist establishment is controlling the ANC to tell them what to do.
Together, MK and the EFF won almost a quarter of votes. Yet, at this stage, it appears neither will have a say in governance. Constitutional expert Pierre Defosse says there's little legally MK and the EFF can do about this because they don't have the numbers in Parliament. Yesterday, MK lost a court application asking for the opening of Parliament to be delayed. MK alleges the election was rigged, but has not presented evidence to back the allegation. Some political analysts say millions of MK and EFF supporters won't be happy at the exclusion of their parties, and there's potential for violence. Some of South Africa's top security officials tell VOA forces have been sent to strategic areas and special response units on standby to prevent potential unrest. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.